Okay. So verses 13 to 24. Canto 11, chapter 25. When the mode of goodness, which is luminous, pure, and auspicious, predominates over the passion and ignorance, a man becomes endowed with happiness, virtue, knowledge, and other good qualities. So this is a description of sattva gun, or the mode of goodness. So there's some very particular questions, qualities that are analyzed here. Last week, when we analyzed these qualities at the beginning of the chapter, we said that we have to become familiar with the qualities of goodness, the qualities of passion, and the qualities of ignorance, because it will help us identify when they are rising up in us. My Guru Maharaj, he said many years ago, I was in a class with him, and he said, you have to understand when the three modes of material nature are affecting you. Right? If you don't understand when they're affecting you, then how can you transcend them? So the mode of goodness is there. We need to know what the qualities are. So we need to aspire for those qualities, cultivate those qualities, and imbibe those qualities. And then we have to know what is passion, what is ignorance, so that we can steer away from those qualities. Because the modes fluctuate every day. Krishna says that the modes are competing for supremacy. So every day they're trying to overcome, and every day we get affected by all three modes. As I've been affected by ignorance today. What about passion? What about goodness? Yeah, we get affected every day. So we need to learn what is favorable, what is unfavorable, so we can steer towards that which is beneficial. So happiness is a symptom of the mode of goodness. Sometimes we feel happy. Hands up if you felt happy today. You know, I don't mean all day, but part of the day. At least part of the day. That's because of the mode of goodness. Right. Happiness comes from peace. Krishna says in the Gita, there cannot be happiness without peace. So you have to first cultivate peace. That's the quality of the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness is peaceful. Right? We need to be peaceful. Then we can cultivate the mode of goodness. Then we can become happy and satisfied. It's nice to practice devotional service from the platform of the mode of goodness, because then you feel happy and satisfied, peaceful. Of course, nothing is guaranteed in this world anyway. Even if you cultivate the mode of goodness, material energy will somehow throw something at you just to ruin your day. That's just the nature of the material world. You get used to it. Yeah, especially when I mean, kind of every day, but more different periods of my life in the last 10 years or so, I've had some very intense periods, as all of us have. Yeah, I remember there was two or three years, like 2010, 11, 12, they were very challenging for me, as a person. So while I was going through that period, you know, I would wake up in the morning, the first thing I would say, when I woke up in the morning, I would say, okay, what will it be today? That's how I was thinking. Because there were so many negative things happening on like a daily basis that I would think like that. I go, what's it going to be today? And then when one problem finishes, another one will resurface. So happiness comes from peace, and peace comes from cultivating sattva guna. Then it says virtue. Virtue is a quality of the mode of goodness. What does virtue mean? If someone's virtuous, what does that mean?
Kind-hearted.
Yeah, kind-hearted, good qualities. Virtuous means good qualities. Yeah, all the good qualities that we read in the Gita, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Bhagavad Gita, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita says Kripalua, Krita Droha, Sachasaro, Sama, all these good qualities. That's called virtue. You're virtuous and you have these good qualities. That comes from the mode of goodness. Good qualities are not born from passion or ignorance. So you want to cultivate good qualities, which means if you live in sattva guna, then the good qualities will come. Right? And these good qualities will be cultivated. Otherwise, it's very difficult to make advancement if you don't cultivate these good qualities. That's why it says there are 26 qualities of the devotee, Mahaprabhu teaches Sanatana Goswami, 26. Those 26 are very beneficial for practicing bhakti. And a pure devotee has these qualities to different degrees. So if you're in the mode of goodness, you can cultivate these qualities. Otherwise, it's difficult. If you have too much of passion or ignorance, the good qualities do not manifest. So then, knowledge. Knowledge is cultivated from detachment. Right? Because the mode of goodness, especially, is to cultivate, when you're in the mode of goodness, you can cultivate detachment. What do we need to do in order to cultivate detachment?
Knowledge.
But in order to cultivate detachment, please come. Please come.
Thank you.
Please. Or some seats again. So in order to cultivate detachment, you need to cultivate mind control and sense control. If you don't have control of your mind and your senses, then you cannot be detached. So you have to learn this. Learn to cultivate sense control. Learn to cultivate mind control. So when the mind is under control, when you have control of the senses, which is Rupa Goswami speaks in the beginning of the Upadeshamrita, you have to control the vegans, the urges. Right? You have to learn to control the urges of the mind, right? The tongue, the belly, the genitals, the speech, and anger. You have to control these things if you want to make advancement, progress. So you have to control. So when you have control, when you practice sense control,
that is called
dhira.
Dhira means sober.
Right. Rupa Goswami says, then you become a Goswami. Right. A Swami means someone who has control of the mind and the senses. So you need to control the senses. If you can control the senses, then you can become detached from this world. If you can't control the senses, you can't cultivate detachment. Right? And if you can't control the mind, then you can't cultivate detachment. And if you can't cultivate detachment, then you can't cultivate knowledge or jnana. You won't give spiritual realizations. You have to be prepared to give up your attachment to sense gratification. If you give up your attachment to sense gratification, then you can develop knowledge, spiritual knowledge. That's why so many people, they come to this temple or they practice so many spiritual paths, but they're not making proper advancement. You only make proper advancement when you become detached. You only make proper advancement when you cultivate real knowledge. So many people, they cannot do it, because unless you get control of the mind and the senses, then you can't make correct advancement. So these are some of the qualities which are given in the mode of goodness. Right? If you cultivate the mode of goodness, then these things will naturally take place. So, any points?
You mentioned about having detachment from
everything in the world.
So in the spiritual world, we are saying that we should have attachment to Krishna only, which is what we are trying to practice here. So in the spiritual world, do we have attachment to any of the other devotees at the same time, while, you know, or is there any attachment as such?
No attachment, only to Krishna.
Only to Krishna.
Yeah, we don't have any attachment to any other devotee. What sort of question is this? Are you attached to the devotees here?
Well, of course we are.
Yeah, so what happens? You go back there and suddenly you become, excuse me,
that's right. No,
no, no, don't talk to me, I'm serving Krishna. Mataji, just leave the girls there, I'll put them on Krishna later.
No,
what
is your point?
My point is basically that we are taught to detach ourselves.
That's in this world, that's from false things.
Okay.
Not from real things. It's like we're attached to each other here.
Yeah.
Right, we're all attached to each other. So what happens when we go there? It's exactly the same. That's all real, so it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right, down here it's a problem. Right, being attached to devotees is no problem. Mm-hmm. But being attached to family members who aren't devotees, that's a problem. Because that just causes problems. As, you know, we could write a book on such things. Okay.
That's not the mind of goodness, that's devotional service. When you're attached to hearing the Bhagavad, you're attached to mind. Right? As you're walking here, you were listening to the class, because right? I can see you were here and there, and then you walked in. So you're attached to hearing the Bhagavatam. Right? So that's not mode of goodness, that's devotional service, that's above the mode of goodness. That's a different thing. Does that make sense? You understand? Yeah, you can be happy and detached. You can be happy and detached. Like I'm sitting here right now, I'm quite happy. To be honest, I'm quite happy. I'm also quite detached. You can be both. You don't have to be one or the other. Right? Detached from the material world and happy being having knowledge in the mode of goodness. And then what do you do with it? You use it in devotional service. Does it make sense? Yeah. Someone else put their hand?
I was just going to ask, we were talking about knowledge being a certain mode of goodness.
Mm.
That's not all knowledge, that's just transcendental knowledge, right?
No, it's talking about knowledge, but transcendental knowledge, that's like an extra dimension.
But can't you get knowledge if you're in the mode of passion?
You can, but...
If it's not transcendental?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, obviously someone in ignorance of passion, they also have knowledge. But knowledge which will cultivate detachment. That kind of knowledge. Yeah. It's like Donald Trump. No, but I mean, okay, so it's a good example. All right, Donald Trump. So which mode is he mainly in?
Passion.
Rajagun, right? It's mainly passion. Ignorance is there, yeah, but it's mainly passion. As always, come on, let's do something more, yeah. Make it great again.
You know, it's passion.
Right? So he can't understand higher knowledge from that platform because it's too much passion. Right? And that'll be explained tonight as we go through. Krishna will explain that. So to cultivate the knowledge of detachment, right, you have to be in the mode of goodness. Yes. It means like knowledge which is beneficial. Yeah. It means like Donald Trump has a lot of knowledge. Like you go to him, how do I make money? Hey, start doing this. Huh? He knows. He has knowledge. But knowledge, like how do I be detached?
He doesn't know.
So higher knowledge, that's the point.
He's a businessman.
Really? Thank you for telling us. We did not realize.
But I saw him sometimes in the Indian piece. again for keeping the seed.
Yeah. Any other points? For us, we just concentrate on being attached to Krishna. We don't have to worry about all the other things.
But it comes out of anything.
Yeah, if you're attached to Krishna, you become detached from the material world. When the mode of passion, which causes attachment, separatism, and activity, conquers ignorance and goodness, a man begins to work hard to acquire prestige and fortune. Thus, in the mode of passion, he experiences anxiety and struggle. So this is Krishna himself defining what are the symptoms of the various modes. So, you know, Krishna invented the modes. Right? He invented sattva. This is what it is like. He invented rajas, and he says, this is what it is like. He invented tamas, and said, now this is what it is like. So what does he say about rajas? Right? It is full of anxiety and struggle. Right? If you get into rajagun means very attached and very driven, to really work hard, you experience a lot of anxiety and a lot of struggle. That's why the sages would go to the forest. Right? If you read in Mahabharata, then Pandu, he conquered the world, he's a Kshatriya in the passion, mode of passion, conquered the world, came back, gave the government to the Brahmanas, right? He said, you look after it, and he went to the forest. He said, just call me, there's a problem. But he went to the forest, because in the mode of passion, in the government, there's too much anxiety. Yeah? Just like His Holiness Indraduma Swami, he won't take up management positions in his company. Right? He stays detached. You know, other devotees, they take up management positions. He won't go, they asked him to be on the GBC, and everything. He said, no, just preaching. Right? And even in his preaching, there's so much anxiety. But that's the nature of this material world, anxiety and struggle. Yeah. So you have to find the balance in devotional service. Somehow organize your life so you can make it peaceful so you can just focus on Krishna, which is difficult to do in the Kali Yuga. Just to maintain a family in Kali Yuga is not so easy. It costs a lot of money. You know, my daughter got these braces. Called Invisalign. Mm-hmm. Right? Invisalign. You know how much? $8,000. Right?
Just a bit of plastic.
Like this. And then every month or two she has to go and they readjust it. Put it in. Over 2 years.
$8,000.
And then she came home the other day and said, I need a new flute. Because she plays flute. She's like, now she's nearly very high level on the flute. So he said, well, now I need a new one. I said, oh, okay, how much? 1,000. I thought, it's just a flute. It's just $1,000 is for this flute. And she said, the good one costs $8,000. You know, the good flute. Like, this is just like, you know, it's good, but not the crazy one. So this, everything costs so much money. Right? So that's the nature. In passion, you will be filled with anxiety and struggle. That's the nature of the material world. So thank you for coming. Any points? Okay. When consciousness becomes clear and the senses are detached from matter, I missed one. When the mode of ignorance conquers passion and goodness, it covers one's consciousness and makes one foolish and dull. Falling into lamentation and illusion, a person in the mode of ignorance sleeps excessively, indulges in false hopes, and displays violence towards others. Hmm. So one of the main qualities of ignorance, tamaguna, is lamentation. Krishna says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochiti Na Kamshiti, means hankering and lamenting. Mode of passion means you're always hankering. Oh, I want this, I want this. In the future. People in the mode of passion always live in the future. Oh, I want this, I want this. People in the mode of ignorance always lamenting. Oh, I used to have that, I used to have that. And now I do not have it anymore. So mode of ignorance means you're always lamenting about what you previously had. You've lost it. Everything gets taken away. And then, passion makes you always think in the future, I will have this, I will have this. Sattva-guna means the present. No other time is important, just right now. Right? Just concentrate your consciousness on now. You're chanting the holy name now. Right? It's hard when you're chanting. You know, your mind always goes into the future, right? Oh, but if I do this business deal, then everything will... You know, everyone would chanting, isn't it? Or your mind laments. Oh, I used to have this, or I used to be like this. I remember when I had health, when I could digest my food, and you know, lamenting. So half the time you're chanting, you're either in the future or in the past. But you only make advance when you're chanting now, when you're actually listening to the mantra right now. So mode of goodness means you're in the present. That's when devotional service becomes effective. So therefore we have to control the mode of passion. That's why we get up early in the morning. Because if you don't get up early and chant, then what happens? It's hard to concentrate. So much easier at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. Why? Because nothing else to do. And you just chant it. Then the mind is focused. Otherwise, the problem is. Otherwise, mind goes back and forward all the time. To the past, to the future. So in the mode of ignorance, also, there is an inability to discriminate. If you want to get out of this world, you have to learn to discriminate properly. Right? This is negative for me, this is positive for me. What happens in this material world, people are covered by the modes of material nature, they can't discriminate properly. They think things which are not good for them are good for them. And things which are good for them, they think they're not good for them. So you lose your power of discrimination. So the mode of ignorance, people can't discriminate properly. They can't understand what is good and what is bad. One who's in the mode of goodness, he can understand. Okay, this is good for me, this is bad for me. So the mode of goodness, we understand these things better. The mode of passion and ignorance in particular, it's very difficult to discriminate properly. And symptom of the mode of ignorance is inertia. What does inertia mean? What is inertia? Did you learn this word yet? Inertia? Like inertia means not moving.
Inert.
Yeah, not moving. So just inertia. So one of the mode of ignorance, they are inert. Like when you're sleeping, that's tamaguna, right? So what are you doing? You don't move. So what if someone is too much in the mode of ignorance? They don't move. Right? They just get up from the bed and they just go to the couch. Right? And for the couch, they go to the fridge. And from the fridge, they go to the bathroom. And then back to the couch. And at the end of the day, go back to bed. That's it. Yeah, how many steps? 10,000. Right? The doctors say we have to take 10,000 steps a day. And some people only take like 100, 200. That's mode of ignorance. Inertia. Not moving. And it also says the symptom of mode of ignorance is vain hope. Vain hope means not hoping for something that will actually happen. They just sit there all day thinking, I hope I will be rich. Everyone thinks like that. I hope I will be rich, but they stay on the couch all day, watching Netflix, just gaming. How can you be rich? So it's a vain hope. Oh, why doesn't anything good happen to me? And you don't do anything, that's why. Yeah, speculating
or not
becoming active. That's
why
Prabhupada says in Nectar of Instruction, in the introduction, he says, this book is meant to take you from ignorance to passion. Because passion at least you're doing something. So don't just sit around all day, become a devotee, do something for Krishna. And then it says, from passion, it will take you to goodness. Right? Now I'm working for Krishna. Moti goodness means I'm working for Krishna, but I'm detached. I'm not attached to the result. I give the result to Krishna. Right? So then you gradually advance. Right? So these are some of the qualities of the mode of ignorance. Any points?
We are actually planning for the future. Most of it, in any day actually, we think of it. I need to do this because we have done something bad in the past or something. Because we have a good result or whatever. We actually plan for that. So it's mostly passion. Right? Plan without passion. So we are thinking we have work or we get home or something. Okay,
yeah, but if you're making plans for Krishna, then that purifies. You know, like I'm planning today that I will come to the temple. So that, you know, it's a mode of passion that's in the future, but planning to get closer to Krishna. That's the point. Don't just plan material things. You know, because sometimes we're chanting japa and our mind just goes off, oh, I don't have enough money. How will I make more money? I have to do this or
I do that.
I've got this job. I have to ask for a loan. There's something. Just start thinking all this. That's a mode of passion. You have to learn to control.
So if we are planning for our future, let's say we want to retire and I want to sort of make this much money and all that, so I can sort of do more devotional service, would that sort of be in devotion?
It is, but it can be too much in the mode of passion if it means you sacrifice now, mm-hmm. So you just get too into it now. So you're 50, so if I work until I'm 60 really hard, then 6 hours I can retire. Right, and then I can just do so. Okay, that's good. But then what about these 10 years?
Yeah.
You know, you're missing a lot of time. So it should always be somewhat balanced. Not too. I mean, we have to do that. We have to plan. You know, so we can, in the future, we can do service. But also don't neglect too much now. Yeah, because, you know, it's a lot of time to waste. Prabhupada actually said, I mean, Prabhupada was 70 when he came to America, 69. Prabhupada said, I wasted a lot of time, you know, trying to make business and trying to do all these things. I mean, for Prabhupada it was different, but he's just trying to tell us, don't waste your the whole life. And then, you know, now I'm 60 and I'm starting to run out of energy. And now I'm, you know. It's... Any other points?
People can walk and walk.
Yeah.
Okay. The Shambhavi says three beings are very important in the devotional service. Three beings.
Which ones?
Determination, discrimination, and
patience.
Dokla. Dokla is good. Three or four. These three or four things are good. When consciousness becomes clear and the senses are detached from matter, one experiences fearlessness within the material body and detachment from the material mind. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of goodness in which one has the opportunity to realize me.
So, the point of cultivating the mode of goodness is not just for the mode of goodness itself, but Prabhupada explains to us in different places,
the mode of goodness is the most beneficial to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we cultivate the mode of goodness. Why? so that we can realize our relationship with Krishna. Otherwise, what's the point? There's lots of people in this world in the mode of goodness. Now, sometimes you meet peaceful people in this world. They're not devotees, but they're very peaceful, you know, very mode of goodness. I remember there's a couple that used to live just one street away on Boyd Street, because I used to live just down on Page Street. On the corner, and they're very peaceful people. You know, they were there for years. So I think they're still there. Very peaceful people. Right? Mode of goodness people. They're not devotees, but just, you know, peaceful and happy and like this. And then what's the point if you're not a devotee?
Right? Next life,
you just take birth again in this world, and what's the point? So mode of goodness is conducive only to practice devotional service. If you're not practicing devotional service, it's not the end all or the be all of existence. So from the mode of goodness also will come fearlessness. Right? Because why do you become fearless? You become fearless when you cultivate knowledge. Right? Just like if you walk in this room and it's dark, sometimes like you turn the light, we walk in and it's dark. But if you have knowledge, you know, what's already in here, like in your own home, sometimes you walk around, it's dark. But you kind of know where things are. So it's not such a problem. And you know where the light switch is. So when you have knowledge, your fear drops down. If you walk into a room you've never been in before, it's completely dark, you know, I become scared. You know, if I walk into a room, some place, and I don't know, you're scared. You think, oh, is someone in there? Are they going to jump on me with a knife? You know, or is there, you know, a big dog waiting to get me? Or is there a big pit? I'll fall into it. Or, you know, you don't know. Your mind says all things. You know, so you don't know what is in there. So when you have knowledge, then fear is destroyed. So it says that fearlessness comes from cultivating the mode of goodness. And when you become detached, that's why when you're in the mode of goodness, you develop detachment, vairagya. What happens when you become detached from this world? You develop more, you are afforded more time to serve Krishna. If you're very attached to working in this world, making money and so forth, and you spend a lot of your time doing it, then you don't have as much time to serve Krishna. That's why you have to have the balance. Just like, you know, I know some people now, they decide they're only going to work 4 days a week, not five. You know, they run their own businesses and things like that. So just 4 days a week, that's a lot. And then some people say, I'm only going to work from 10 to 3. You know, they run their own business.
10 to 3, that's enough.
So work out your life in such a way. You know, if you live in the mode of goodness, you can become detached. When you're detached, then you have more time to serve Krishna. If you're fully detached, you can serve Krishna all day. Because if you're fully detached, the devotees will give you sannyas. And then when you're a sannyasi, you don't have anything else to do. So that's why you have to cultivate the mode of goodness. Because the more you cultivate, the more detached you'll become. And the more detached you are, then you can just serve Krishna. Any points? Text number 17.
I think that's something that's actually there, not in order of goodness, but actually here, when they don't have any fear of karma, they're not
actually. Who is that?
The demons. The demons.
Yeah, but they're kshatriyas. Kshatriyas don't have fear. That's the quality of a kshatriya. So. You should discern the mode of passion by its symptoms, the distortion of the intelligence because of too much activity, the inability of the perceiving senses to disentangle themselves from mundane objects, an unhealthy condition of the working physical organs, and the unsteady perplexity of the mind. So this is what happens when you're too much in the mode of passion. Krishna is giving a very detailed analysis of each of the modes. So now you understand it very clearly. And when we read this description, we can see ourselves inside of these descriptions. And then we understand what you need to work on. When you read passion, you read ignorance, and you say, oh, that's me. I have these qualities. Now you understand what you have to work on. Krishna is showing you your weaknesses. And when you read motive goodness, you understand, oh, they're good qualities. I also have some of them. Okay, now strengthen those qualities. Because that will be beneficial for your devotional service.
So,
It is said here that when you are too rajasic or too much of the mode of passion, you have too much attachment to sense gratification. Right. And we all have attachment to sense gratification. You know, we must admit all of us are attached. That's the mode of passion. So when there's too much passion, you become too much attached to sense gratification. And you see all the people in the material world, they're too passionate and too attached to sense gratification. And then you can't think of Krishna. That's why Rupa Goswami says, in the beginning of the Upadesha-rita, the nectar of instruction, control your vegans, control your urges. Because if you do that, then you can think of Krishna. Otherwise, it's very difficult to if you're not
in control of the
mind and the senses, you can't think of Krishna. If you're too much attached to sense gratification, you can't think of Krishna. Right? Your mind becomes too disturbed. Mode of passion means unlimited desires. They don't stop. Right? You look at Hiranyakashipu.
What did he control?
Yeah, the whole universe. Imagine if you had control of the whole universe. That's what he had control of, right? And that wasn't enough. He didn't say, okay, Shanti, now I'm
peaceful.
You know, you never hear Donald Trump saying, okay, I've got enough now. Yeah, I've made $20 billion. That's enough. Elon Musk just became the richest man in the world. Overtook Jeff Bezos. But now he's not saying, oh, okay, that's enough. Right? No, more action, more action, more action. Right? And then, all of them, they're like that. Yeah, no one retires. They don't get to a point. I mean, if you have $1 billion, do you have to do anything ever again? No, but they all keep acting more and more and more. Right? They could say, okay, there's $1 billion. I give half to the movement, right? Just 25% I'll keep for myself. You don't need 25% of $1 million, but then distribute, keep it $1 million. $1 million's enough to live on. And then, you know, give the rest to devotees and to different projects. But someone in the mode of passion, they never feel like that. They never feel detached. They always feel like, I need more. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the nature of the material energy is that it is dead. So he says that no matter when you own something, after some time, this is dead, you will get fatigued with it. So you get a new house. We've all had this experience. You get a new house. Even a new pair of shoes. I got a new pair of sneakers a few years ago. So, yeah, I got a new pair. So when you wear it, whenever you put them on, you're conscious of it. Oh, I'm wearing these new shoes. Oh, they're new.
So
clean, they feel so fresh. So you become attached to something.
After some time,
you just lose attachment. Right? And then a non-devotee, a materialist, will think, I need a new pair of shoes. There's nothing wrong with those ones, but I need a new pair of shoes. So the same way you get a house, then it's nice for some time, but after some time you become bored. That's why people buy another house. There's nothing wrong with the one they're in. But, you know, it's because it's dead. The material energy, they just become attached, they want more. That's the mode of passion. Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur says, even if you get a kingdom, even if you rule a country, after some time you think, I'm bored now with this country, let me have another country. And that's why they attack the next country. Not that they need it, but they just attack it just because they want something else. That's the nature of the mode of passion. So, any points?
It's
is a mode of passion, right?
Yeah.
Or the 14 practices in front, the middle is mode of passion, right?
The people on the earth are in the mode of passion. Not the earth, but the people on the earth are in the mode of passion.
So the dirty children are in the mode of passion. That passion is, that mode is more in this.
Human society. Yeah. Yeah, humans are mainly in the mode of passion. Mainly.
You are saying about very Krishna?
Yeah.
Same example as Hitler?
Yeah.
Full of passion?
Yeah.
You want to be more worthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't just want more, they're afraid of losing, they're afraid of going backwards or becoming, they're in fear, they're in anxiety or vision. Mm. So, because before when you were saying that the mode of goodness is the fearlessness, that was hard for me to understand, but now that I'm thinking about it, these people that never can get enough, why? Not just so that they can buy more things, because they can buy anything, but because they're in fear at the core of themselves, they're frightened to lose.
Yeah. Mode of passion makes you attached. Mode of goodness makes you detached. When one's higher awareness fails and finally disappears, and one is thus unable to concentrate his attention, his mind is ruined and manifests ignorance and depression. You should understand this situation to be the predominance of the mode of ignorance. So mode of ignorance causes depression. And what is one of the main diseases in the modern world?
Depression.
Especially after the lockdown. Everyone could only go 5 kilometers. But that was very hard for people. That's very unnatural to be locked down like that. So many people. Mental health practitioners, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the counselors, they can't keep up with the work. My daughter wants to become a psychologist. And it's a very good idea because you'll never lose money. And you'll be busy for the rest of your life. Because that's the nature of the material. People are depressed. Why? Because it's too much mode of ignorance. Devotional service lifts one above the modes of nature. So that's why we have to perform devotional service. Get up early in the morning and perform devotional service. Hearing, chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Engage in devotional service because that lifts you up out of the mode of ignorance and the mode of passion. So therefore, we have to engage in devotional service because that destroys the effects of all of the other modes. Even the mode of goodness is not perfect. Right? It's beneficial for practicing bhakti, but without bhakti, it's useless.
You mentioned during the day, basically, yes, mode of goodness is predominant early during the day, mode of passion during the day, and then evenings, ignorance. So let's say if we are chanting in the evenings, so are we chanting in the morning?
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the beginning of the day and the end of the day are good for bhakti. Prabhupada also said that, the ISKCON sandwich. Class in the morning, class in the evening, what that. So, you get up in the morning and you do your sadhana, and then at a certain point you start feeling agitated. Okay, now I've got to do something. So then go out and get busy. And then when you're peaceful, because you've got that out of your system at the end of the day, you come back and you hear and chant again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that when you're advanced, you can just hear and chant any time. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning, or it doesn't matter.
When you're advanced.
When you're advanced, yeah. Yeah, any time is okay. But when you're more covered by the moments, then the morning and the evening are good for bhakti. Yeah. Like you see in my fall, like the morning program, then everyone does something, then everyone comes back in the evening for the evening program. Okay. Any other questions? So, What happens when you're in the mode of ignorance? You lack regulation. Regulation is the symptom of the mode of goodness. Regulation. Right? Regulation means I'm doing the same things every day. Right? I get up at the same time every day. I take, you look at Prabhupada. Prabhupada was like clockwork. He got up at the same time. Did the same routine. Chanted his rounds at the same time. Exercise at the same time. Gave class. Prasadam at the same time. Right? Then do some work. Massage at the same time. Everything was like regulation. That's a mode of goodness. Right? Mode of ignorance means there's a lack of regulation. You know, you sleep through your alarm clock. You know, hit the snooze button three times. My wife was doing that this morning. Right? She hit the snooze button and then hit it again after I said, hey, you're going to get up or not? And said, I'm tired. Right? We had a big weekend. We were running a retreat, so she's tired. I said, so turn off the snooze out. If you need some rest, just take rest. But if we're just hitting it all the time, you know, sometimes spend our whole lives just hitting the snooze button. So you have to get regulated. Right? Learn to control the mind. Actually, it says a dog has four good qualities. What are the four good qualities of the dog? Huh? He's loyal. Loyal to the master. It's one good quality. It's another good quality of the dog. Oh, is that? Could be. To be honest, I can't remember the four qualities, but there's two qualities I remember. One is loyal to the master, but the other one is that they are alert as soon as they wake up. You see, dogs, they wake up and they're bang, straight alert. Like we wake up and we're alert. And when I wake up in the morning, most of the time I go to think, where am I? Yeah, am I in
Melbourne?
Am I at the farm? Am I in Mayapur?
Where am I?
Yeah, first when I wake up, first few seconds, I'm like, okay, where am I? Yeah. Then I think, okay, I'm here. Okay, what day is it? Okay, Monday. Okay, oh, Monday, I have to go to Melbourne. That's all, you know, these things come. A dog, as soon as he wakes up, he's alert immediately. So when we become more Krishna conscious, we become like that. Not so tenacious, not so. And then,
read text 19.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's four qualities, but I can't remember the four. With the increase of the mode of goodness, the strength of the demigods similarly increases. When passion increases, the demoniac becomes strong, and with the rise of ignorance or udava, the strength of the most wicked increases. So, what is the basic quality of one cultivating the mode of goodness? When you cultivate the mode of goodness, you develop detachment.
When you cultivate
the mode of passion, you develop attachment. And when you cultivate
the mode of ignorance,
you develop bewilderment. Some of the mode of ignorance, they don't know what's good or what's bad. They mix it up all the time. Oh, that's good, that's bad. Mode of passion, you're just too attached. Right? Even if you know something is not good for you, but you can't give it up. Mode of goodness means you're detached. Right? And then you can focus on higher things. Yeah.
Demonic?
No, the demons are in passion. They're
called asuras.
You know the asuras? Yeah, so
the asuras,
they are the demigods, the devatas. Their cousins are the asuras. So they're passionate.
They're strong
and passionate. Very
beautiful.
They look like demigods. Very beautiful, very strong, but too passionate. They're not ignorant. They're not like laying down all the time. They're always active. I mean,
mode of ignorance
is there, but it's mainly the mode of passion. That's the asura. Yep.
What does the most
people
refer to? Is that
Near what?
In that verse, it says, and with the rise of his own side of the world, the strength of the most wicked increases. Is that the language?
It means when they become too much, you know, like Hitler, like this people, they become too much in the mode of ignorance.
Right? But when there's
too much
mode of ignorance,
their wickedness increases. They start thinking doing worse and worse things. So they just think even worse and worse and worse. Like if you read what the Nazis were doing, like it's it's crazy, and then it got crazier and then crazier. It's just like very demoniac spirit. Hard to imagine. And actually the soldiers started going crazy. They actually became like crazy because they were doing such crazy things. They became insane. It should be, text 20, it should be understood that alert wakefulness comes from the mode of goodness, sleep with dreaming from the mode of passion, and deep dreamless sleep from the mode of ignorance. The fourth state of consciousness pervades these three and is transcendental.
What's that?
Does that mean
which part?
That
form. Pervades all the things. Yeah, it means when you're engaged in devotional service. So, as is being described here, sattva guna is beneficial for devotional service. So we should cultivate devotional service because it leads to bhakti. If you're performing bhakti in the mode of goodness, you will quickly advance. If you're performing devotional service in the mode of ignorance,
it'll be very slow.
For the mode of passion, you'll make some progress. But for the mode of goodness, then you'll elevate very quickly. So we need to get in the mode of goodness so we become advanced quickly. You can actually become advanced very quickly in our movement. If you apply yourself properly to the service, you can very quickly advance. It's a very powerful process. Any points? Learned persons dedicated to Vedic culture are elevated to the mode of goodness, to higher and higher positions. The mode of ignorance, on the other hand, forces one to fall headfirst into lower and lower births. And by the mode of passion, one continues transmigrating through human bodies. So, according to the modes that people associate with, that will cause their destination. Right? If you associate with the mode of ignorance, you go to a lower birth. If you associate with the mode of passion, you become a human. If you associate with the mode of goodness, you become a demigod. Right? If you associate in devotional service, render devotional service properly, you'll go to Krishna, to Vaikuntha. So it says here that the modes will take us to our destination. So as leaders, all of us are leaders, right? If you're a leader in devotional service, you have to elevate those around you. Right? Elevate the other devotees. Help them rise up to higher modes of nature. Right? Help them come up and increase their bhakti, their devotional service. So that's why we need to get advanced association. The advanced devotees will help lift us up through the modes and take us to the platform of surrender
to Krishna.
Any points?
It's a nice way to think of it, that each guna has an arrow direction. You know, like upwards with the mode of goodness, sideways, just keep going to another body, with passion and ignorance.
It's our choice which way we want to go.
Mm.
Learned persons dedicated to Vedic culture are elevated by the mode of goodness to higher and higher positions. The mode of ignorance, on the other hand, forces one to fall headfirst into lower and lower births. And by the mode of passion, one continues transmigrating through human bodies. Do I just read that?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me? You wait till I get to the end. If Sri Chaitanya is here, he tells me. Those who leave this world in the mode of goodness go to the heavenly planets. Those who pass away in the mode of passion remain in the world of human beings, and those dying in the mode of ignorance must go to hell. But those who are free from the influence of the modes of nature come to me. And actually, the Acharyas point out you can even go back to Godhead while you're in this body. You don't even have to leave this body. Sometimes think, oh, when you die, you'll go. No, you can go back to Godhead in this body. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, you think I'm in Los Angeles, but actually I'm in Vrindavan. So in your consciousness, you can already be in the spiritual world, Krishna. Work performed as an offering to me without consideration of the fruit is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Work performed with a desire to enjoy the results in the mode is in the mode of passion, and work impelled by violence and envy is in the mode of ignorance. So Vanashram, if you're following Vanashram properly, that's said to be coming from the mode of goodness. But even if you do all your duties properly in this world, if you're not doing your duties for the satisfaction of Krishna, Shrama Eva Hi Kevalam, it's all useless waste of time. Just like in India, everyone says, just do your duty, be good. Do your duty. Even in Australia, they say, just do your duty. It's useless. Right? If you don't do it for the pleasure of Krishna, Hari Toshanam, if Krishna is not satisfied, then it's a useless waste of time.
Yeah, you hear people say it all the time. I'm a good person.
Yeah, according to their definition of good. Okay, last verse for tonight. Absolute knowledge is in the mode of goodness. Knowledge based on duality is in the mode of passion. And foolish, materialistic knowledge is in the mode of ignorance. Knowledge based upon me, however, is understood to be transcendental.
How is absolute knowledge different from transcendental knowledge?
Well, one is material, one is spiritual. So, interesting point, which the Acharyas point out, is that Rajagun causes doubt. You see some people, they come to the temple, and they have all of these doubts. Yeah, you explain it to them, and they say, I don't know if I can believe it. That's too much Rajagun in the intelligence. Because when there's too much Rajagun, you doubt everything. But you can doubt too much. Oh, but what about this? Well, you know, one devotee, he left a while ago. He said to me, it says, Vishnu could have 1,000 arms. He said, how can he have 1,000 arms? Like one socket? It's like, that's your problem. The Lord can work that out. That's your problem. How does he do it? I don't know how he does it. I read it. Okay, ticket. 1,000 miles, no problem. Go and do it. But, that's too much passion. Oh, but what about that? What about that? And then you can't make advancement if you're thinking like that. So, bhoga tyag is the mode of passion. Bhoga means sense gratification. I'm attached, I want to enjoy. But it's giving me...
No, no,
I give it up. Too many problems. Oh, now I'm attached to it again. No, I give it up. Sometimes we do this. Bhoga tyag. I renounce.
but now not anymore, now I'm attached to it again. But now I renounce it again. Now,
bogatya,
that is the symptom of the mode of passion. Mode of goodness means just remain. And in the mode of ignorance, the goal is self-ruination. If you're in the mode of ignorance, you're addicted to destroying your life. You can't stop yourself. That's when you get too much in the mode of ignorance. They just keep going down, 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 without stopping yourself. You're at a point where... attachment is steady. If you're in the mode of passion, it's always fluctuating. Oh, I renounce this thing. It gives me too many troubles, so I renounce it. But tomorrow I'm attached to it again. Oh, but then I renounce it. Oh, that's bogus. Yeah, that's mode of passion. Mode of goodness means you just gradually become more and more detached.
You're trying to come
up to the mode of goodness. Cultivate the mode of goodness. So read this section, the mode of goodness, and then cultivate those qualities. So.
If you desire something helpful for you, but you don't do it, I have another question.
Your mind is, yeah.
Your mind is.
Yeah. Takes time. Any other points? Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night. Shall we roll back? Jay.